message this day, saints?
Don't forget.
Don't forget. Now, would you just turn to a neighbor to the left or the right? What'd you say, Billy? Oh, my goodness. All right, Billy, you are something. All right, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't forget. And it's not going to be Pastor Toby. We're going to find out. Amen. Don't forget. Praise God. There is a cartoon, and it's called The Far Side. Anybody read that cartoon? Okay, it's cute. Well, there was one Far Side cartoon, and it's captioned Superman in His Later Years. And it shows the elderly Man of Steel, and he's perched up on his windowsill. He's all dressed, and he's getting ready to launch. But he takes a moment, he looks back, and he says, now, where was I going? I can relate to that. I can relate to that. And forgetfulness happens to us all, amen? Amen. And while our occasional lapse of memory sometimes can be annoying or aggravating and sometimes amusing, I remember I was looking for my glasses one time, and I was just wasting so much time. I couldn't find them until someone says, they're on your head, Pastor Toby. I mean, I forgot I did that. It's just unbelievable. But saints, a lack of memory toward God can be disastrous. Deuteronomy 8:11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments. Amen. Don't forget. Let's join our hearts, saints. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are the bread of heaven sent down from glory. You are our awesome ruler, our gentle redeemer. You are God with us, Lord Jesus, the living truth. And what a friend we have in you. Lord, we confess that we cannot live life on our own strength. And as we listen actively to the preaching of your word, we ask that you would fill each of us, oh God, with a mighty sense of your presence. And Lord, that we would not be just hearers of your word this day, but Lord, that we would be transformed in our hearing and that we would go forth, oh God, determined to be doers of your precious word as well. Oh, thank you for giving us hearts to seek you and love you and to love and support one another. And Lord, to be vessels that you use to draw others unto yourself. Pour more life, more love, more joy, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. May they be more evident, oh God, as we continue to grow in you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We give you praise ahead of time, Lord Jesus. And it's in your mighty name we all join together to say, amen and amen. Amen, saints. If you would look at your note sheet, don't forget, let's together read 1 Corinthians 11:24-26. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Has anybody here ever forgotten anything? All right, so I'm not the only one, all right? Now, it may be something so simple. I want you to raise your hand if I say anything that you might possibly have forgotten over the years. Have you ever forgot your keys? All right. You ever forgot your wallet? Ever forgot your purse? Okay. It was so funny this morning. Makita, she says, you know what? I forgot my purse in the car. And there you were up there preaching about forgetting. Have you ever forgotten an umbrella? I don't even carry umbrellas. I have just donated so many umbrellas to the world. I don't carry umbrellas anymore. All right. Have you ever forgotten your checkbook? Did I say that? You leave your checkbook? Have you ever left your ATM card in the machine? I have done that several times. God has been good. Amen. Yeah, right. So we got to be, well, I just drove off and left mine hanging there a couple times. All right, praise God. Have you ever forgotten someone's name? Oh. How about somebody's birthday you wanted to remember? An anniversary, amen, that you wanted to remember. A telephone number, amen, that you wanted to remember. Amen, Mary. Or even something more serious. I think the one thing I regret the most that I forgot, that I had agreed to speak to a class at Notre Dame, and I forgot. And the professor called me up the next day and asked, "Where were you?" I said, "Where was I?" Oh, my goodness. I said, "I beg a thousand forgiveness. Can I please come to class Thursday and speak?" She says, "I'll forgive you, and you better be there on time." I think that's my worst. I was so humiliated. So I try to write lists down. I write grocery lists down and leave them. I mean, I'm like, where is the thing at? Oh, I am something else. And it's frustrating when we try to remember, we try, but we can't pull it up. Like, it was just on the tip of my tongue. What's wrong with you? I'm trying to find it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, but it has just slipped away. Oh, wow. Well, praise God. I've always loved the story that Delois Williams told me many years ago. I just really love this story. And it was of three sisters. You remember it, Delois? Three sisters living together in their senior years of life. And one evening, after watching a little TV, one sister got up to go to bed. And halfway up the stairs, she stopped. And she asked, "Was I going up or was I coming down?" And one sister replied with a hint of aggravation. She says, "You were going up to bed." And so she went on up. A second sister headed into the kitchen to make herself a sandwich. And once she got in the kitchen, she couldn't remember what she went in there for. So she hollered back to her sister who was still watching TV. She says, "What did I come in here for?" And her sister responded with a trace of irritation, "You went in there to make yourself a sandwich." And she said, "Oh, thank you." And then she says, "Oh, those two sisters, they just get on my nerves. I'm so grateful that I'm not as forgetful as they are." Oh, she was knocking on wood. And then she got up and went to the door and says, "Who is it?" Thank you, Delois. I love that story. I love it. Because it reminds me real close, you know. Real close. But we all get a little forgetful, amen? Amen. We all get a little forgetful. I was with the counters the other day, and we were talking about trying to remember, and I shared with them that I take some ginkgo biloba. It's a vitamin mineral that's supposed to help you remember better. And I was telling them, "That ginkgo biloba don't seem to be doing a thing for me." I said, "But I'm going to finish that bottle out because I paid for it. I'm going to finish that bottle out. But I don't notice any change with it." And so Althea, she was laughing, and she shared a story with us. She says there was a couple who they dated, and they had a favorite restaurant, and they got engaged, and then they got married. And then 10 years later, they came back to the same restaurant. And they was telling them, "We came back here because we just love this restaurant. It's just so good, good memories." Then for their 20th anniversary, they came back. Then for their 30th and 40th and on and on. And then for their 80th anniversary, yes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They came back for that anniversary and they told the waiter, "Oh, we chose this restaurant because we've never been here before." I can relate, actually. Hallelujah. Praise God. And from my vast experience, I have concluded that forgetfulness is not a respecter of age. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can come up with all kinds of ways to try to remember things. Anybody ever tie a string around your finger or something? Or put post-it notes all over the house? Or take a memory course or something? I have something that it has really been helpful for me, though, and I'll just share it with you. You might try it. When I have just collapsed in the bed at night, I'm so tired. And then I remember, "Oh, I should have called her. Oh, I should have done something. I need to do this tomorrow. But I just can't get up. I'm so, so tired." I'll take one of our pillows and I'll throw it across the room. It's real quiet. Don't wake Pastor Rick up. I just throw it across the room. Okay, so in the morning when I'm making up the bed and I see that pillow across the room, I'm like, That pillow is over here for some reason. Why did I throw it? And I actually can remember why I threw the pillow across the room. It has worked every time. So start throwing pillows. It really, really works. Amen. Thank you, Benita. The late Nat King Cole, he wrote a song that became a hit in his day. And it was re-recorded, and I just love the re-recording with his daughter Natalie. It's digitally mixed, and they're singing a duet with her famous father. And the song is entitled Unforgettable. Oh, wow. It's a lyric spoke of a man who had found a woman who made such an impression on him that he could never forget her. And I wish I could really sing, but the words go, unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I'm unforgettable, too. And that song became an instant hit. And probably because everybody could recall at least one person that made an impression on them in their life that they will never forget. My Sunday school teacher, for one, Jewel Mastin, just made such an impression. Anybody have a teacher, a principal, or yes, just nursery, somebody that really, forever and ever, will have an impression on you. And we have life-changing points, too, in our lives, like when we first got our license, maybe, or when we first failed our first attempt at our license, or when we graduated from high school, or a wedding, or adoption, or birth of children, just unforgettable moments. Amen. And saints, for believers, there's another unforgettable moment. Amen. For us. And that is the day that we gave our hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Unforgettable. Unforgettable. Oh, what a day that was. And you know, it was such an important day when we each gave our lives to the Lord. Many people can remember the exact date that they gave their lives to the Lord. But some of us don't remember the day. We just remember the experience and where we were and what happened, how we felt when we confessed and we invited Christ into our hearts. Oh, unforgettable, saints, unforgettable. And God's word exhorts God's people to always remember and don't forget. And with the people of Israel, and they were poised to enter the promised land, Moses challenged them. Remember, Moses said, remember that the Lord your God led you all the way, all these 40 years through the wilderness, and now you're about to step into the promised land. Remember the Lord your God. And in Deuteronomy 8:11, and to be aware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments. So obey the Lord. Don't forget. Don't forget. Well, saints, I had just jotted down a few reasons of why we forget. There's many reasons why we forget. But one is, and I want us to say, what is the first reason? Just shout it out. Testing! Testing! Forgetting God can stem from testing in our lives. You know, God allowed his people to get hungry there. And then God began to just give them manna every morning. Every morning that manna was there for them. But you know, when we lack the necessities of life and we're like, oh, God, you know I need this. Oh, God, I want this. Oh, God, then we start forgetting God. We start, oh, I'm going to handle this myself. Uh-oh, you know you're getting in trouble now. It's easy then to forget God. So testing in our lives. But as Laverne says, no test, no testimony. That's our opportunity to trust the Lord. Amen. Not forget the Lord, but trust the Lord. And then what is the second reason, saints? Satisfaction. You know, abundance or need may produce spiritual amnesia because both cause us to focus in on ourselves. So if you all satisfied, oh, yeah, I just got it all. I just got everything I need. Oh, yeah, I'm doing real good. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we just forget about, God, oh, yeah, oh. I thought I did this all my... You mean you gave me the boots and the straps? I didn't just do all this myself? It's easy when we get satisfied to forget God. There was a swimmer, and he went out too far. And so he said, oh, no, look what... Because the waves was pushing him out. And he says, oh, if I could just get back. He said, oh, God, if you let me get back, oh, I'll go to church every day. I'll go to Bible study. I read the Word of God. I'll go out and testify. I'll go out and share. And then he just said over and over, and God allowed him to get closer and closer. Woo! And then he finally got to shore. Woo! He said, oh, God, I think I might make it Sunday after next. Oh! God gave him what he wanted. God gave him what he wanted. So it wasn't for real, amen? But sometimes satisfaction causes us to forget. And thirdly, saints, what is it? Pride. Oh, wow. We just self-accomplishment. Oh, look at me. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, and we forget about God. That fool said, he said, I'll build bigger barns. Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm just the man. Hallelujah. He forgot all about God. And God told him, your life will be required of you this very night. Pride can cause us to forget God. So I want you to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Jesus wants us to remember God in all that we say, all that we do, all that we are. We must remember. In our text in Luke 22:15, Jesus said, I have eagerly desired to have this meal with you. And saints, in the original language, the same word is used. And Jesus is saying, I desire to have this meal with you. And this was no routine meal, saints. It was significant to Jesus, and he wanted very passionately to share it with his disciples. He said, I eagerly desire to share this meal with you. And saints, as I reflected this week, I know my list is not exhausted, but I want to share 7 things that Jesus wants us to remember as we celebrate communion, as we celebrate the New Covenant's memorial feast. So I want you to shout out when I ask, Jesus wants us to remember what?
Our worth.
Hallelujah. Look around, let the people around, just give them a good look. And just say, you are somebody. Amen. You are somebody. You are sitting around some very important people. And you are important yourself. You are somebody. You are so valuable to God. Amen. Now you just high five one of your neighbors and say, we're so valuable to God. We are so valuable. We are so valuable. Oh, we are somebody in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, saints, every year during the Passover, when the city of Jerusalem swelled to 1 million or more, scholars estimate that over 100,000 lambs were sacrificed each year. When the smell of blood and the smell of burning animals just filled the air. And the people were reminded constantly as they walked about of the cost for their sin. Smelling that blood, smelling those animals burning. And saints, every time you and I hold the cup and we hold the bread, we're reminded of the tremendous cost of our sins upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The broken body, the shed blood of our Lord and Savior. Oh, don't forget, Jesus says. Don't forget. We are so valuable to God. That's why he died for us, because we're valuable. Don't forget. Amen. I mean, God paid a big price. The death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was a cruel death. He was whipped. He was beaten. He suffered. And he died for us. God could have paid no higher price, saints, than he paid the sacrifice of his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So whenever we take communion, Jesus wants us to remember, don't forget. Don't forget your worth. Don't forget I died for you. Don't forget I love you. Don't forget your worth. Amen. Amen. Now, secondly, Jesus wants us to remember what? God's love, amen. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life, amen. And then I printed for us Romans 5:8. Let's read that together, say, God demonstrated God's own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. While we were sinners. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus Christ. God demonstrated God's love for us. Hallelujah. That Jesus died for us. So I want us to personalize this. God's love for me is this. While I was a sinner, Christ died for me. Thank you, Lord. While I was a sinner. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So understand today, my friend, you are special to God. Just touch your neighbor and say, you are so special to God. Yeah. You are so special. You're God's special guy. You're God's special gal. Special son, special daughter. And God's love for you is unconditional. It is so strong and powerful. You can't outrun that love. No matter what you do, you can't outrun God's love for you. And you can't earn it either. You cannot earn God's love. Because God has just given it to you. There it is. It's just there. God's love is just there. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Hallelujah. Praise your name. God's love for us, saints, is so hard to grasp. That somebody could love us unconditionally. We're used to, we mess up, they're mad, we mess up, we get out, do this, whatever. It's hard to understand unconditional love. And that's why Paul wrote in Ephesians 3, 17 and 18. And let's read that together, saints. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power with the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Hallelujah. Yes, saints, the Lord's Supper reminds us of our great worth, and it reminds us of God's great love for us. So touch your neighbor and say, don't forget. Don't forget God's great love for you. Don't forget God's great love for you. When you're making decisions in your life, amen, and you've come to a crossroads, don't forget God's love for you. So choose the path that God would have you choose. Don't forget God's love for you. God's got a good plan. Seek that plan for your life. Now, thirdly, Jesus wants us to remember his cross. Hallelujah. John 15, 13. What does it say, saints? Greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Jesus wants us to remember his cross. Amen. To remember the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. We sing that song, we'll never know how much it cost. Oh, for you to hang there on the cross for our sins. We'll never, never know, Lord. But saints, I want to tell you today, the cross and the road to Calvary was not an easy one. Amen. It was not easy for Jesus to walk that walk. It wasn't easy for him to be beat like that. In fact, the Word of God says Jesus asked, God, could there be another? Is there another way? But he said, not my will, but your will be done. So Jesus was willing to be beaten and sacrificed, and he took that cross. Amen. He denied himself for you and for me. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. So don't ever forget Christ's cross. Amen. Oh, that Jesus has called you. Tell your neighbor, Jesus has called you, neighbor. It may not be easy. It may not be easy. Being a Christian is not easy. Tell your neighbor, it ain't easy to be a Christian. It's not easy. Amen. Because when your coworkers know it, or your boss, or your fellow classmate, sometimes they just do things to see how you're going to react. They make life miserable on purpose when they don't have to. And people are watching. They're trying to see how much Jesus do they got. I want to see it for myself. And they try to set stuff up. It ain't easy. And just in natural life, it's not easy. Amen. But Jesus calls us to take up our cross daily, to deny ourselves daily. Paul said, I die daily. Amen. And follow him. Hallelujah. Praise your name. So tell your neighbor, don't forget. Don't forget. Remember his cross. Oh, remember his cross. All right. And fourthly, saints, Jesus wants us to remember our need, amen. When we take Holy Communion, we don't simply just hold the bread and the cup in our hands. We partake of it, and it becomes a part of us, saints. This reminds us of our greatest need, which not only do we need to know about Jesus, we need to know Jesus. We need to take him into ourselves, saints. Jesus needs to be a part of us. Make him a part of us. We need to know Jesus so well that nothing that's going on in our lives can make us doubt him. To know him so well that we can just sit in his presence, amen, and hear everything that he's saying to us and just enjoy being in his presence. We need to know the Lord Jesus so well. Hallelujah. And how do we do that, saints? Well, the Word of God says, by being obedient. Everybody say obedient. Obedient to God's will and God's way, and say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will for my life. Deuteronomy 8:11, God says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping my commandments. That means I want obedience. Scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Obedience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Tell your neighbor, don't forget our need. Don't forget our need. Our need to be obedient to the Lord God. All right, and fifthly, saints, Jesus wants us to remember
what saves us.
Amen. Two stanzas of a hymn, a hall that we sing here at Glenville New Life makes this clear. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the blood of Jesus that saves. It is not the good things that we do. It's not the bad things we don't do. Some people say, I don't do this, I don't do that. I don't smoke, I don't chew, I don't run with people who do. And they think that's going to save them. That ain't going to save you. Nothing can save us but the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Acts 22:16 says, arise, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. Amen. What can wash our sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, don't forget what saves you. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. Hallelujah. And sixthly, saints, Jesus wants us to remember our oneness. When we take the Lord's Supper, we're not just declaring our oneness and our fellowship with God. We're declaring our oneness and fellowship with one another as well. We sing the song, make us one, as you and the Father are one. Make us one, so that the world will know that you are God's Son. Make us one. One in the Spirit, one in the Lord. One faith, one baptism. So if we're one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, and we fix them to get into an argument, we fix them to think about getting ugly, you know, we say, oh, we're one. We're one. Turn to your neighbor on both sides and say, neighbor, don't forget our oneness. All right. Next time you feel yourself thinking you're going to get ugly, just say, we're one. Remember, we're one. Before you say that, we're one. Remember, we won. Hallelujah. Don't forget our oneness. And then lastly, Jesus wants us to remember our future. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And Jesus said in John 14, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. And I will come back and take you to be with me so that you may be also where I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saints, have you ever noticed that things oftentimes go together? If you mention one, then automatically you think of the other. It pops into your mind. So if I say ice cream, you might say cake. All right. If I say peanut butter, you might say jelly. If I say the movies, you might say popcorn. If I say Procter, you'll say. If I say Sears, you'll say amen. So if we think of the other when we just mentioned the one. But in like manner, we can't think of Jesus' death. We can't think of his death without immediately thinking about his resurrection from the dead. Oh, he's alive today, saints. Jesus is alive, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you're alive and well. And Christ's death is not the end of the story. In fact, it's the beginning of our story of eternity. We now can have life, life abundant on this earth, and life eternally with God. Thank you. And you see, we know the rest of the story, that victory is ours. Hallelujah! Today and every other day, victory today is ours. Jesus says, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus wants us to remember what he has done for us. In our Old Testament text, Isaiah 44, it focuses Isaiah explaining that God will never forget you, God's people. And then we see the people of Israel, many times, they forgot about God. God did this. They forgot. They started going and worshiping this and doing this, doing this. We should not forget about God, saints. How many today can testify that you know God has been good to you today? You know you got a testimony. When you think about your life and all the things God has done for you, and you know what? You can have a praise party anywhere. Anywhere you are, there could be a testimony praise party for the Lord. We had one here Wednesday night. Ann was telling us about she was coming back from Canton, and she was giving God that she was alive on Wednesday because it was almost a pile-up accident. But the Lord spared Ann, and Ann was up here sharing, and we start shouting, running all over here. Praise God, Ann. Don't be ashamed to tell what God has done for you. Amen. God's love for us is great. And we must not forget. We must not forget. God has brought each of us here today through some difficulty and through some hardship. It's been God. If you're here today, it's because of God's grace. Amen. Yes, Frida. Praise God. God is good. God is good, Frida. Praise God, Frida. God is good. God has helped all of us through some tough times, saints. As the choir sang today, it was so awesome. You might be going through right now. Whatever you're going through right now, know that God is working it out for you. If you're going through right now, if you are in the midst of your difficulty right now, and as the choir said, your friends are few, and you're feeling like your spirit is low, and you're just feeling like, oh, I just don't know if I can make it. God is working it out for you. Touch your neighbor and just remind them. Neighbor, God is working it out. God is working it out. God is working it out. God's love is so unforgettable. It's so good, saints, that when we wake up in the morning, we really should start thinking about Jesus. We should start thinking, as soon as we wake up, we start thinking about the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Oh, we sing the song here. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm walking and I'm talking with my mind. That's how we should go through our day. Walking into stayed on Jesus and singing and praying with my mind. It's okay if you look strange in your car. Praise God. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It will keep you out of a lot of mess in your life. Keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. Making decisions because you know Jesus is walking with you. Jesus is talking with you, and Jesus wouldn't have you do what you was thinking about doing. That's right. So just keep on going, sister. Keep on going, brother. Amen. Praise God, saints. It's hard to forget about the Lord every day because the Lord has been good and has blessed us. Amen. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more and more. He's the one that keeps me. He's the one that I adore. Because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. That's why the songwriter declared, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness unto me. Oh, praise God, saints. You know what? When we get satisfied, we feel that we've been blessed. You know what? We can get where we forget God. When we find ourselves putting our Bibles down and we start noticing dust collecting on it, you know what? We're forgetting about God. Amen. When we're not coming out to worship regularly, we're forgetting about God. Thank you. And when we're not coming out to Bible study and studying the Word of God, we're forgetting about God. We're not communing with God as God would have us. You know what? If we're not practicing the presence of God, which is developing a continual openness and awareness of the presence of the Lord Jesus in our lives, we are missing out, saints. We need to see and experience every moment of the day as a gift from God. Hallelujah. And to see each other as gifts from God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why the song writer wrote, "Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget that you, Lord Jesus, died for me. Lead me to Calvary." Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Jesus is alive today, saints. Oh, praise your name. I can't forget because Jesus is walking. Oh, walks with me, talks with me, tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Let's join our hearts. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. When we think about how good you've been to us, our soul cries out, hallelujah.